But now I'm asking, Lord, that you take me and hide me behind your cross, that you give your people an ear to what it is you have to say through me. Lord God, these and all your many blessings, we continue. Actually, your darling son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, saints. It's just good to be. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to try and rattle along here. Y'all know me. Those who are familiar with me, you know I won't be long. Amen. I give you a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It don't take but about 5 minutes anyway with me. And we'll be back there having some breakfast. Amen. Nevertheless, amen. The title of my topic this morning is going to be All About Faith. It's all about faith. Amen. Number one, faith unseen. Number two, the results, as the book would say, the substance. Amen. Number three would be proof of faith. Amen. Amen. So, first of all, we are very familiar with faith. Some things we do, and we don't even think about that we do. Some things, amen, amen, amen. In particular, you know, we go to work every day. We get up and go to work. Not we. I'm retired. Some people get up and go to work. I used to do that. I don't do that anymore. But nevertheless, we do, most of us do get up and go to work every day. Amen, amen. I know just about all of us drive cars. Amen. We do. Amen. We take vacations. We go on airplanes. We take cruises. Amen. And we come to church. Things we do every day that we don't even think about. We just get up and we go. Now, we don't think about how much faith we are putting forward when we do these things. We don't even think about it. First of all, we go to work because what? Somebody that told us that they are going to pay us for our time.
Amen.
So you have faith that as you work and put in these hours and do what it is that someone have asked you to do, that when your payday come, they will give you your pay.
Amen.
Faith. That's an act of faith.
Yes.
Why? I don't know too many people who's going to pay you before you do the work.
Amen.
Amen. Because, you know, if people pay you before you do the work, you may not just do the work.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, look, we get in our cars. Amen. Amen. And we go wherever we need to go. We don't even think about it. Okay? Look, you get in there, and if you're like me, you're most of the time fussing at people in front of you because they're holding you back. Most of the time, that's what we do. Amen. Because we want to get to where we want to go. And they got to next week to get to where they want to go. Amen. Amen. So we try and keep our cool because they are keeping us from speeding.
Yeah.
And we get on the freeway and here we go. 60, 70, 80, whatever it is, we just zoom going down the freeway. An act of faith. Why? Because you was not there when these people put that vehicle together. How do you know it's going to stop? How do you know that? You don't. It's an act of faith. Why? Because you didn't see them put that vehicle together. You don't know if it's going to break into or not. Act of faith. It's an act of faith. And not only that, but you are depending on people that you don't know, you don't see, to do what it is that they need to do so they don't run over you.
Yeah.
They put laws in place So you have faith that this person, when the red light comes on, they're going to stop. Yeah. You have that faith. Because if your light is green, you going zoom. You going right through the green light. Faith. Listen. When we go on these airplanes, we did not see these people put this plane together. We did not do that. But guess what? We're going to go through security. Take our shoes off. Take your belt off. Take your hats off. Empty your pockets so you can do what? Get on an airplane that you don't know who built it. Faith. That's what you do. That's what we do. I just come off of a cruise, big boat. Cruise, big boat. Amen. Amen. All I can talk about on there, hey, look. Three meals. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And not only that, we hit the in-between, the pizzas and the burgers and the holidays. We did all of that. Look, we didn't even think about it. At nighttime, we just go and lay down, man. Amen. Before you know it, you're up again, back in the line, getting breakfast. For me, that was a four-egg omelet with all the stuff on it. Amen. Every day, the people got up there, they knew what I was going to do. Amen. Here he come again, four-egg omelet. They just start making it. Amen. Look, I was not there when they put that boat together. And not only that, I don't know now one of those people who's driving the boat. I don't know them. I don't know now one of them people who's working down below to make sure that this thing do not sink on me while I'm up there doing my four-egg omelet. Faith. Look, people, the thing about faith, amen? Faith is invisible. Faith is invisible. You cannot see faith with the naked eye. You can't see it with a magnifying glass. You can't go get a telescope and spot it. Because it's invisible. Faith is invisible. That's why it's faith. Amen. Amen. Which is the most important thing that we do? We come to church and we praise and we worship. Do we not? We come and we praise and we worship God. Do we not?
Amen.
Look. The whole book is faith. Everything in it is faith. Listen, faith. Were you there when God built this world, put it together? Were you not? Were you there when he formed it? Were you there when he set the sun and the sky and the moon? Were you there when he separated the day from the night? Were you there? Were you there when Moses parted the Red Sea? Were you there? Were you there when Jesus got out of the boat and walked on the water? Were you there? You didn't see now event that happened in the Bible. Not a single one you saw. Not a single one. That's faith, people. Because guess what? You're here. house, laying on Galveston Beach. Maybe. At the park, it's too hot for the park. But anyway, you could have been doing something else, at home soaking up AC. But you come here on faith because you says that what's in that book is true. And you ain't saw nan event. You ain't saw nan event. That's faith. That's faith. Look. Look, the scripture says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Substance. What the heck is that? Substance. Okay, let me simplify it. Okay, look, I looked it up. I actually did. Believe it or not. I really did look up the definition. Amen? And they gave me four examples. One example was substance of someone using for his drugs, substance in the body. The other thing they was talking about is the a substance of a book. When you read a book, the substance of that book. Okay, so, and the thing that I'm using this morning is they gave example of a substance of a pipe, a coating on a pipe, amen? And so you got the pipe, but it has a substance on there. The substance that's on the pipe is a sticky substance. That's a substance, amen? So if you look at faith, is the substance, or other words, to make it simplify, faith is the resort. It's the resort of things hoped for. Amen?
Amen?
Evidence. You can see the results. You can see the evidence. Look, one thing we do. Look, if you're getting ready to make a cake, amen? Say you're going to make a cake. So you come out with your eggs. You come out with your butter, your flour, your sugar, all of these substance you put together. You put it in a bowl and you stir it up. Substance. Amen? Now your faith is that when you mix all of this stuff up and you put it together and you throw it in the oven and you put some heat on, you're going to come out with a cake. Whether it tastes good or not, but you hoping that at least it look good. Amen? Listen. What the substance is, all the stuff you put in there. The evidence is when you take it out the oven, you have a cake.
Amen.
It's easy to understand substance and evidence because we're looking at it. Amen? Amen. Evidence, we use the evidence, for instance, when we're trying to solve a crime. Amen? We use evidence when we're making a point. Amen? Whether we want to prove something is right or we want to prove something is wrong. We use evidence. Amen? So we can see the substance and we can see the evidence. We cannot see the faith. No matter how you do it, faith, you cannot see it. But because you have a cake in front of you, you have the evidence of your faith that all of the substance that you put together would come out in the end as a result of your faith. Amen? Now, look, I'm almost finished. I told you I wasn't going to be long. Listen. We say that seeing is believing. That's what we say. Yeah. Amen? I know. I want to see. One of the disciples told Jesus when he come back, he asked, I'm going to say, look, you know, I know what you say, but let me see your hand. He wanted to see what the evidence, where the nail had. He didn't act on faith. He wanted to see. So does we. We want to see. Amen. Because sin is what? Amen. Amen. Look, 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 look. That's what we say. But guess what God say? What does God say? God says what? Believing and not seeing. Believing and not seeing. That has to do with you. That has to do everything with you. Because God is saying that if you believe me, you haven't sold me. You haven't laid not one eye on me. But believing and not seeing. Amen, amen. Look, 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 as I heard to my close. In the book of 2 Kings, we find the story of a Shulamite lady. Amen. Amen. To make it real quick. Listen, this Shulamite lady, the man of God would come by and she'd fix a meal for him. Amen. So she decided to tell her husband that, hey, I perceive that this is a man of God. We gonna make a room for him. Make long story short, they made a room for him. And so anyway, she didn't have any kids. Amen. So the man of God told her, hey, look, you're going to have a kid next time, by this time next year. So as it turned out, she did have a kid. Amen. And so as the kid grew up, one day he was in the field with his dad. Amen. And he took sick. And his dad brought the kid to his mom. Amen. And she said the kid was sick. Now look, the Shulamite lady says, I'm going to do what? I'm going to get the man of God. She didn't know if he could heal her son or not. She had no idea. But because he was a man of God, she had faith to go and seek him out in order for him to come and heal her son. He did. Amen. Long story short. Look, 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 look. In the book of Daniel, we'll find the story about these three. We know them as the three Hebrew boys. We know them as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We know the story. This ain't new to y'all. Listen, you people that know, heard it 100 times. Look, look. Look, old king Nebuchadnezzar, he built this golden image, amen? We know the story. And he told everybody, hey, make it short. Look, he told everybody, look, when you hear the music or the band or whatever, all of these things, when you hear all of this, I want you to do what? I want you to kneel down and worship this image that I built, image of gold it was. Amen? Amen. So they did that. But they had this rascal here who was spying out. And he spied out on these Hebrew boys because guess what? They wasn't going to kneel to this old raggedy statue that this guy had put together with this gold. They wasn't going to do that because guess what? They did not what? Believe in him. They did not believe in that statue. So this old rat went and told on him. Amen. And so the king wasn't mad at him then. He wasn't mad at him. But he said, hey, go get these guys, you know. Bring them to him, let me talk to them. Amen. And then he told them, hey, look, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I heard that when the band play and the music sound, you don't bow down to my old raggedy statue. The one I built with gold. And Shadrach and Meshach told him, say, no, we're not going to bow down and worship. And so the old king say, well, okay, no problem. I got a fiery furnace here, and I'm going to throw you rascals in it. Yeah. He said, no, no, no. Before I do that, I'm going to make it what? Seven times hotter. Yeah, yeah. Seven times hotter. Because now he's angry at them because they ain't bowing down to this golden image that he didn't build. Amen? Amen. So, old king say, now, what you going to do? Who the heck going to deliver you out of my hands now? Amen. And Shadrach and Abednego and Meshach said, hey, look, no problem. My God. My God. Who can deliver us out of your hands? And if he does not, we still ain't bowing down to your ragged gold statue. Amen. We're not going to do it. Amen. Amen. Listen. Listen. Faith. Faith. So the king had the fire turn up the thermostat seven times high. It was so hot that when these people down here who was open the door to the furnace, they burn up. They vaporize. It was just that hot. And he told them, okay, get them rascals and throw them in there. Right. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, throw them in the fire. And old king thought he had them there. He up there in his big high chair and stuff. You know, they, okay, you know what? I took care of them. Until he looked around and looked in the fire. Yeah. Hey. When he looked in the fire, guess what he saw? He saw four in the fire. Okay, they said, God doggy, look, did I not throw three in there? And why the heck am I looking at four? Amen. And then he called them, come out of there. Shadrach, Meshach, come out of there. Amen. Amen. Hey, look, it's faith. It's faith. You could not see that faith, but you saw the evidence. You saw the results of that faith. Yeah. Look. Last one. Look. We read the in the book of Matthew. Amen. We find it somewhere around the chapter 8. We find that this was this centurion. Amen. Centurion. Now the centurion ain't like I was just a little peon here in the military. Amen. The centurion wasn't like me, only had one or two stripes on his shoulder. The centurion had what they call a balls. Amen. He had what they call in the military, had emblems. Amen. For you who don't know, I think in the army it's called a colonel, that you have an eagle. They call it full bird. I think it's called a colonel, right? It's a colonel. And the Navy, a full bird is a captain. Amen. So these people got stature. So did the centurion. Amen. Now the centurion servant was sick. He said he had palsy. And then not only that, but he was in great pain. He said he was in great pain. So the centurion left to find Jesus. Why? Why? Faith. It's all about faith, people. Listen, he found Jesus. And he says, look, my servant is sick in great pain. I would like for you to heal him. And Jesus told him, say, okay, I'll go and heal your servants. But guess what he told him? He told him, no, you ain't got to come to my house. It's not worthy of you. It ain't worthy of you coming. But he said, look, all you got to do is do what? Speak the word. That's all you got to do. You just speak the word. And so the centurion told him, say, look, he says, I'm a man of stature. He said, look, when I tell somebody to go, they going. He said, when I tell somebody to come, they're coming. He said, when I tell a servant to do this, they're going to do it. And he says, all you have to do is speak the word. And guess what? Guess what? Jesus turned to all of them followers that was following him. And he says, I have not found so greater faith in all of Israel. It's all about faith, people. I'm done. Listen. It's all about faith. If you just stop and think, you'll see that God has structured this whole world, everything, and you included, on faith. It's all about faith. Amen. You'll be blessed. Amen. I thank y'all for coming out and listening to me babble. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."